call the May 1st
Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer is excused. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Is absent, I guess.
Absent.
Don't know.
And Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Be one assistance comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you need to tell us.
Hi, Mary Ann Szymanski, 3611 Geraldine Drive. The reason I'm here is that I started a business when I was 23 called Toy Tips. I've had it now for 27 years. And I would like to propose a toy lending library here in Franklin. And the reason is that I'm a published author. I have the largest toy collection you can find in a 2.5-car garage with an attic on top. And I would like to make the donation.
Wait a minute. The building inspector, Scott, right?
Don't worry. It's all fine. Fire, it's fine. The Strong Museum in New York, their curators flew out to see my collection, and they want it, and I don't want to give it to them because I started Toy Tips here in Franklin. I'm the one who started the toy lending library at the library. So for 10 years, we had about, 100 and some toys that all the schools and teachers were using within the classroom and to use and take home. And I just have a lot of toys, and I would like them to live in Franklin. So that's why I came to propose this. And I don't have a plan yet. I just wanted to bring the idea up, because if it's an idea that could be fruitful, then I would pursue it. Otherwise, I have to do something else with all my toys.
Great. I don't know who to tell you to call.
Clerk.
Yeah, clerk.
Library.
There we go.
Library.
That's a lot of.
Oh, that's my dad.
Hi, Dad.
These aren't my personal toys from my childhood. These are toys that I've tested. So my company is called Toy Tips. I created the Toy Research Institute with Marquette University. And when I launched, I was located at Marquette University. And we actually have real research on child development as far as what toys are good for others. And I have about 5,000 in my collection. So I have toys since I've started from 1991. The only collection in the world. The toy industry is well aware this exists, and that's why the Toy Museum in New York wants it. But I would like it to be where I launch Toy Tips, which is here.
In the historical barn?
My suggestion is you continue to work with the librarian, and we'll go from there.
Well, the library, there's nothing more to do with the library. They can't take 5,000 toys. So I'm thinking that there's some sort of a... I mean, what I'd like to do is create a toy lending library that lives in Franklin, or I'm sorry, museum. I keep saying library, museum, that lives in Franklin somewhere, whether it would be, you know, a purchased property of a house that's turned into a museum or somewhere else within the city. And I'm not in a huge rush to do this. I just want to bring it up because at some point I do need to get rid of my toys. I just prefer that they would be here.
Great. And again, you need a staff member to help you through the process, and perhaps she would be the best starting place.
Okay. Well, that would be Jennifer, and she's aware of it. So I'll continue talking to her.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Ms. Watson.
Nicole Watson, 7901 West Imperial Drive. We are on the agenda. I believe we're item 10. Just asking for permission to speak to answer questions if we need to do that.
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Leroy Levandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I'm kind of disappointed at what happened at the last meeting where our engineering department had an illegal contract. I just don't quite understand how that could happen. And I do appreciate what Steve Taylor said. Let's have a vote of confidence. I really appreciate you bringing that up. However, it's just something that it keeps coming back and biting us because of the circumstances in that department. I just took a look at 35th Street. Now, I wasn't there when they did anything. I just saw it today because they had it seeded again, but somebody told me they ripped it up, took the dirt away, and bought the dirt back and seeded it. So I don't know what's going on over there. But When this employment started way back almost four years ago, I protested to the alderman, and I protested up here at the Common Council that we should have picked somebody else. I wish we could do something. And the means of which he was hired, I thought that the Common Council would go in closed session in order to hire a person like that, because he would not, there was no other engineer brought up to the Common Council. I had all the resumes, the three finalist resumes, and one was a man from Germantown, which I felt was more competent to be in this area because of his knowledge of the state of Wisconsin. But I don't know why the Common Council didn't go in closed session. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good evening. Doug Schmidt, 7961 South 68th Street. I'm here because of the item you have here, G14, a request to solicit engineering firms for the design of South 68th Street from Loomis Road to Putes Road. Number one, I'm kind of curious of who solicited this request to make these improvements. But more than that, even if you do get the engineering firms to solicit their estimates, I would hope that there might be a public hearing. At least this does affect residents from both the 4th and the 5th districts. And before any formal action would be taken, the residents would receive notice of a public hearing so that they could get some input back and forth on this project before this is undertaken. Thank you.
It actually impacts the 1st and the 2nd district as well. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I will close the citizen comment period. Move on to B2. Here you go. You want to do it over there or over here?
Sure, wherever you want.
Let's stick with tradition.
So professional. In gratitude to Steve F. Taylor for his public service as the Moffitt County Board Supervisor. Whereas Steve F. Taylor elected to the Moffitt County Board of Supervisors on April 3rd, 2012, and upon his oath of office on April 16, 2012, began his service as the Moffitt County Supervisor for the 9th District, which in addition to a substantial area of the city of Franklin includes Hales Corners and Oak Creek. And whereas Supervisor Taylor additionally served as the second vice chairman of the Moffitt County Board, chairman of the Economic Development, chairman of the Economic and Community Development Committee. See, I was just superimposing our stuff over the county.
Aaron's there now.
Yeah. As a member of the Parks, Energy and Environment Committee, Transportation, Public Works and Transit Committee, and the Health and Human Needs Committee, as well as memberships upon the Commission on Aging, Milwaukee Art Museum Board of Trustees, Child Welfare Partnership Council, and Milwaukee Regional Innovation Center Board of Directors. And whereas Supervisor Taylor furthered and obtained the completion of many long time requested by the city, but long time pending projects for the benefit of the city, including but not limited to the reconstruction of South Gordon King Road, reconstruction of West St. Martin's Road, reconstruction of South 76th Street, and whereas Supervisor Taylor has completed 6 years of service while always working for moving Milwaukee County forward together and recognizing that he was privileged to serve. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of the citizens of Franklin, hereby express our gratitude for the years of public service received upon the work of Supervisor Steve F. Taylor and look forward to the continuation of his work with him for the City of Franklin. Thank you.
I think if I keep on losing elections, I get one. I wasn't really planning on going anywhere, but you know, things happen, and this means a lot. It really does. You have to do this, and you know, I still am very privileged to still serve in the 4th District for at least the next couple years. And I enjoyed my time. I think we did a lot of good projects. I think the roads that you mentioned are things that were long overdue, and I thank you.
Okay, item C, there is a revised agenda. I'm sorry, revised minutes at your desk.
Motion approved as amended.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's try it again. You ready? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Organizational business, item E, is there any separate action requested? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. There is one.
He already said motion carries.
You want to reconsider?
That's the city attorney. We have some corrections. There's two.
Sure.
Is there a motion to reconsider a previous item?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk?
There are two corrections. On E13, David Gustitis, his two-year term will expire 4/30/2020, not 18. And on page 2, E18, Adam Burkhart is a one-year term to the Plan Commission. And that is what the mayor is proposing or submitting his name for. So his one-year term will expire 4/30/19.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 1 2 absent, no abstentions. Move on to item G1, consent agenda, any separate action? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, council confirmation proceedings. It's a rare thing. We don't hear from Alderman Nelson, so let's try him this one. Since your name's on it.
Well, looking... What spawned this was looking for clarification on how this process works and basically wanting a little more clarity, should say, identifying the process, identifying the way that it's apparently laid out as far as unclassified service positions. And I'd like to now defer to Alderman Wellen if she wants to clarify her position.
Alderman Wellen.
Yes, I had several questions regarding a couple positions on what our process was, and including some aldermen, and I thought it would be best if we put it in front of the council so everyone's clear, specifically if the administrative policies and procedures are valid and pertaining to 55-1. And then the other... What I noticed was the community development director on page 33 inside 55-1 is not the position as we currently have. So I didn't know if the council wanted to insert the EDC into 55-1 or not. So I thought that might be important to call that to your attention, that the title of that position has changed. So those are the two questions.
Mr. LaBerta.
The community development director position, the economic development director, are entirely separate positions. The community development director position remains a valid, approved job description. When it was vacated, it was left unfunded and remained unbudgeted for a number of years. And then a new position was created with a different reporting structure, different requirements, and... a different level of supervision. So that's a separate position. It was created by the Common Council. The job description did not indicate that it would be one that had to go under Chapter 55, nor was Chapter 55 amended by ordinance to add it. So there were a series of approvals where the Common Council approved the job description without saying it required confirmation. They hired a consultant two different times and established the process that we could use a consultant to bring the person on board. And in neither of those instances was it asked that it can be. Obviously, the Common Council has the ability to amend Chapter 55 to say that position requires that, but there's been a series of multiple actions over the last almost 3 years, no more than 3 years now, where the Common Council had never indicated an intent to move that to a position covered by Chapter 55. So therefore, with the current round, you know, the Common Council approved a contract with GovHR for the current process. We're significantly through that process to the point that we've, had interviews and extended offer to the successful people based upon the adopted budget and the current adopted policies of the Common Council relative to that position.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. So I get this plaque, you know, and talks about my 6 years on the county, and here they're department heads at the county. They're called directors. And these positions, you know, are positions of importance. They're positions of leadership. And at the county level, these all came through the county board, which what's laid out in front of us would be the case. Now, I wasn't here for Glenn. I wasn't here for Aaron. And neither of those positions, and Aaron's not even on this list.
Right.
And I would have, you know, but I was here for Paul. And, you know, I know we talked about a little bit, I think it was on Friday, and I can't recall all the details of the conversation, but Paul was here for a number of years. He was brought in with a transition plan, basically. So I think that was the council's buying in to his position. I think when he was given the position of, was he finance director or is he treasurer? Which one were you when you were?
Director
of, but the initial. Cal still had a title.
I was deputy finance director.
All right, so Cal was finance director until he retired. So he was in a position where we transitioned. Glenn was an unknown quantity. Aaron was an unknown quantity. I said, I wasn't here, and I don't know why it was decided not to bring them in or at least have the conversations in closed session, and here's the candidates, and this is why the committee, I mean, that's all, that's what I don't know why that was done. And then.
One clarification, if I may.
Yeah.
Glenn's approval was confirmed by the Common
Council. Oh, it was?
Well.
They just, they did not make a motion to go into Common Council, so.
Okay.
We could have.
Closed session, excuse me. His appointment did come to Common Council and was confirmed.
Okay. And then now when it comes to inspector, we can go in closed session, correct? And that, do we confirm this position too?
Yes, you do confirm the position based upon the Chapter 55 that's in your book. On the council action sheet, I've recommended that I don't see a particular need to go into closed session. If there's some aspect of the employment agreement that gives you particular heartache or you think is confusing or you think is more than the city should engage, then at that point I would suggest you go into closed
session.
I am going to ask
to go into closed session.
Yeah.
All right. So Glenn was confirmed by the, I'm seeing the Alderwoman and Wilhelm. Can
point
before I continue, can
Can I do a point of clarification on that?
It's your floor.
Well, I don't care. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what happened and why, you know, and I guess this body should have put in, I mean, Aaron's position, but I wasn't here and it didn't. And then I guess now the question is, do we put it in, but is it too late if we've already offered the position? I don't know who we're hiring. And to me, you know, we're the policymakers, and we should have some say in who's going to work for us, because once they're here, we have two options. If we don't like them, five people to fire, or as Mark reminded me, we control the purse strings. We can just go into the budget with four and make a budget modification, right? And we can eliminate positions. we can eliminate funding of a position during the course of the year, correct? If
yes.
We didn't like an individual and if we couldn't get movement. We could do that now with anybody, frankly.
Yeah,
we've never done that, I don't think.
No,
but
you control every
downtown. We've done it before. We have not done it here.
And we have. In 2008, we eliminated some positions in the middle when the.
That's right. We did.
Yeah.
That's right. We did.
So yeah, no. The Common
okay.
Council.
Okay. So I mean, we do have control of the purse strings, which I think is always important. But I think it's always a good idea to at least talk about who's going to be working for us in these leadership type of positions. You know. We've obviously had frustrations with one, but I think we're working to correct that, right, Your Honor? And so we're going to me, I'm going to give that time because, you know, like I told you I would. So I don't want to go drum up on that anymore. But at least in terms of that position, if Alderwoman Wilhelm wants to clarify something, I wasn't there. So I don't know whether or not we could have gone in closed session or so I guess I'll yield the floor.
Well, I remember asking at the time if we were going to be able to go into closed session, and I was told, no, it's the mayor's appointment. So it was placed on the agenda without the option to go into closed session. So it was just placed on as a resolution for approval. And I did ask the question of Ms. Liberta several times. And that was one of the things that brought this up again, because I asked the question again. And certainly Mr. Lewandowski has asked the question. We know that. But I wanted to know if the administrative policy and procedure is still valid, because I was told at the time when I asked that it didn't apply anymore. So it either applies or it doesn't apply. And I was concerned because this policy and procedure book, which the clerk tells everyone, here's all your reference books, and it's sitting up out there on the reference shelf in the alderman's room as a reference that I turn to. And I said, well, if it's not valid, then we need to know about it because we're trying to use a reference book that is what? Good or not good. And I looked back as far as I could. I couldn't see any changes that took away that administrative policy. And it was a vote by the council put in place. It wasn't just a mayoral signature type of policy. It was a common council vote. I believe it was unanimous. Well, it's probably in. It's in here.
You, were,
so.
You would have been here.
That was not here.
Oh, not 02?
In 02, oh. Yeah, it was unanimous. So, and so I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew if the policy is valid or not, because I actually.
So could get an answer? To that?
City attorney or Mr. Burt?
As far as city I know, attorney. I did not trace potential legislative changes from the time of adoption of this, but I'm not aware of on point with regard to the city officials listed in section 55-1 of the municipal code, any changes in that regard.
Mr. LeBert.
With regard to personnel matters, state statutes allow you to go into closed session. If it's anticipated that you may go into closed session, it can be placed on the agenda. The city attorney can correct me if I'm wrong, but if there's no expectation of closed session, a common council can still go into closed session to protect those personnel matters, even if it's not noted, as long as they come out of closed session for any action that they have. So prior to probably last December, because I did make a notation of it as we have on today's agenda for the building inspector for when John Skura was appointed. I used that format just in case and to highlight that. I did not previously highlight it in the 12 years that I've been here, but in no case did that preclude you from being able to go into closed session on an employment condition such as an appointment. And I'm aware of that, so with all due respect, Alderwoman Wilhelm, I would not recall having told you that you couldn't go into closed session, because I'm aware that you could go into closed session on a personnel matter regarding employment.
It wasn't placed on the agenda to allow us to go into closed session, though. So
as long as there's no expectation of closed session, you can still have an ability to go into closed session even if not placed on the agenda. That's the city attorney can tell me if I'm wrong, but that's my understanding for 25 years in Wisconsin. You have to use it judiciously, but the state statutes are very specific relative to employment matters that you can go into closed session.